Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 412, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon, ready for bands on the beach tonight. It's been a pretty nice day today, actually. Well, it started off a little bit on the cautious side as I were getting my news text around 11:30 this morning from PPD spokesman Mike Wood. In fact, the department is still continuing to monitor an investigation under a shots fired incident. Mr. Wood was saying that he confirmed shots were fired around 11:30 in the parking lot of a convenience store at Pace and Cervantes. Nobody was struck at the by the gunfire, and so far, no suspects at this time, but they are still monitoring that situation. That's one thing that we were kind of working on today. There are three top items that Austin and I want to share with you. Let's go with number one.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia County is looking to make beautification improvements to South Navy Boulevard. This is from Barrancas Avenue to the Loveless Bridge. Tomorrow, public will see four proposals that will address improving the mobility and safety of the roadway and fortify and enhancing the front gate for NAS Pensacola. The county is using federal funds from the Community Reinvestment Act, costing between $10 and $11 million. If you want to give your input on the designs tomorrow, happens 5 to 7 at the Lexington Terrace Community Center. That's over on South Old Coryfield Road.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon. Despite hurricane season quickly approaching, emergency officials in Escambia County say the firing of acting FEMA head Cameron Hamilton will not affect local emergency operations. Escambia Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins said the county will continue to communicate directly with the state during major storms.
Okay, and number three. Escambia Sea Turtle Patrol volunteers last weekend recorded the first nest of the 2025 season on Perdido Key. By the way, this is the earliest nest recorded on Perdido Key and ties for the earliest nest ever recorded over on Pensacola Beach. May and June, busiest nesting months for the area. Loggerheads make up 90% of turtle nests in Escambia County.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a ceremonial swearing-in is being held for Milton's new police chief, Jennifer Frank, later this afternoon. Frank told Channel 3 that she prioritizes community activities and building relationships. She's been in law enforcement for nearly two decades now. She's going to be sworn in at 5:30 tonight.
And this is kind of what some of her views are on this.
Just last week, we played basketball with some of our youth over at our new courts, and I'll tell you, they whooped up on us.
Yeah, she really had no wasted time getting acclimated to the community. She just dumped in there. As Austin was saying just a second ago, she'll be sworn in this afternoon at 5:30 in Milton. Well, very interesting day for the markets, and also a very interesting day if you're thinking about maybe buying or selling a home. Mortgage rates slightly higher today, remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.92%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.27%.
And, of course, a pretty hard-hitting story yesterday was President Martha Saunders resigning from her position at UWF. Well, some UWF students were not thrilled about the news. One told Channel 3 that she fought for students' rights, so this news feels like, quote, we're going back in time. The resignation was announced amid tension between the university and Governor Ron DeSantis, with his new members serving on the university's Board of Trustees, several of which grilled Saunders on DEI protocol at the university.
4:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, got some very heavy backups traveling northbound on I-110. Not seeing any confirmation of an accident yet, but it's nonetheless pretty severe, so we'll keep an eye on it. This is going to be if you are traveling northbound, passing over Airport Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and had some traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards 10 Mile Road. Last major spot's going to be Mobile Highway. That's if you're traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 79 degrees. It's going to be a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mostly clear, high of 83, low of 73.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a Florida city's potential street closure received an in-person plea from the National Religious Order that wants to make it happen. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Sarah Heller with the Church of Scientology told Clearwater City Councilors an auditorium and park they want to build means the purchase of a street is needed.
You just are not going to have a public road right in between those two.
But the Scientologists are up against a local group that wants a park in the area honoring Black residents and city founders. Brooks Gibbs represents them and said the city's decision will be consequential.
Denying this sale might mean losing any chance at progress.
One council member said Scientologists have about 200 buildings in Clearwater, but she said many are vacant, and that is concerning. The council plans to vote on Thursday. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And a Democratic Florida lawmaker is blasting Florida's proposed budget. Miami-Dade Representative Dodie Joseph says funds are being used to support mass deportations instead of services like Medicare and Medicaid. Lawmakers returned to the Capitol on Monday to work on a budget agreement. The first spending plan failed over a tax break proposal.
417, News Radio 92.3, as of the latest update, 65 wildfires are currently burning in Florida. This affects more than 26,000 acres. The largest fires, the 344 fire in South Florida, which burned over 25,000 acres. Other significant fires include the Honeydew Fire in Volusia County, the Powerline Fire also in Volusia County. That is the second largest fire, burning 270 acres, 80% contained this afternoon. Florida Forest Service reports 8 new large incidents breaking out as of this afternoon. And we'll talk about those tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. And 3 children are recovering after a near-drowning incident during a T-ball outing in Jacksonville. Happened on Saturday at Huguenot Park. Officers helped rescue 2 boys and an unconscious 8-year-old girl. They gave the girl CPR and oxygen before rushing her to a local hospital where she's reportedly recovering well. But the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is reminding parents that rip currents can be deadly, and both adults and children should know their swimming abilities before going out into the water.
20-year-old Phoenix Eichner. Of course, he is the man identified as the shooter who killed 2 people at FSU in Tallahassee in April. He made his first appearance in court, finally recovering from his own injuries. Eben Brown has the latest from Miami.
20-year-old Phoenix Eichner is the man deputies say stormed the Tallahassee campus of Florida State University, shooting and killing people before being shot in the face himself. Now that his hospital stay is over, he is in jail and he will stay there, says a judge.
You've been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and 7 counts of attempted first-degree murder. Probable cause has already been determined.
Eichner appeared at a hearing via video conference. He's assigned a public defender. He has not yet entered a plea. Eichner is being held in a neighboring county's jail as his stepmother is a local deputy. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hottest stories happening across your nation today right here on News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Who do I wrestle for? I wrestle on my high school team for Jason Garcia, my fiercest competitor during practice and my biggest fan during meets. I wrestle for my parents who practice what they preach, the importance of hard work, commitment, and dedication. I wrestle for the chance to put our little high school right here in Florida on the map.
Wearing the uniform of your high school comes with a big responsibility. Younger kids look up to you. Your teammates count on you. And the reputation of your high school depends on you. Do you have what it takes to participate in a high school sport?
And I wrestle for the glory that is mine when I do my best. That's who I wrestle for.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 4:23. Ah, it's a good afternoon. Doggone it. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Consequences could be imminent for Democratic lawmakers involved in, they're calling it a skirmish. I call it an all-out brawl because they were bumping and hitting each other in this thing. It was a, let me just reword it. It's a brawl with law enforcement at an ICE detention facility in Newark, New Jersey. If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. Here's Fox's Chad Pergam with the latest report from New Jersey.
The feds arrested the mayor of Newark, and Fox is told it's possible House members who took part in last week's melee could face charges, too. House Republicans are still waiting to see if the Department of Justice might prosecute members after the rhubarb in Newark. There are lots of options for House Republicans if they want to take action. The House GOP could probe the incident. Republicans could try to sanction the members involved. That entails a vote on the House floor. Committees could also investigate, or there could be a referral to the Ethics Committee. Democrats stand behind their colleagues.
Okay, it's 424 Radio, News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 advancing on softer-than-expected inflation figures and U.S.-China trade optimism. Big tech continued to gain today while healthcare lagged. The Dow losing ground today after shares of Dow member United Health tumbled 18% after the health insurance giant replaced its CEO and suspended its 2025 outlook. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and NVIDIA. The Dow decliners, United Health, Johnson & Johnson, and Amgen. The Dow falling 270 points. The NASDAQ higher by 302. S&P 500 up 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's if you're coming from the Windhaven Beach area, but that's to be expected. What we did not expect are the backups on I-110. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Airport Boulevard. There is an accident in that area causing heavy backups on I-110, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on Mobile Highway. is going to be if you're traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. And last but not least, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, we got our typical afternoon traffic there. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, high of 83, low of 73.
426 News Radio 92.3. I was just looking at some B-roll over here, and it looks as though there's a FedEx 18-wheeler right off the east end of the 10 freeway bridge over in Santa Rosa County, just broke down. So if you're coming off, just make sure you're going to see an 18-wheeler there that's broken off to the right side of the road. Just give it some room. Move over. You got three lanes there. Move over to the middle lane. Okay, we saw a mild rise in consumer prices for April after a rare decline in March. Lillian Wu has more on the details.
The monthly reading for the April Consumer Price Index, which measures the cost of a broad range of goods and services, rose 0.2% from the month before. Slightly cooler than some estimates of 0.3%, grocery prices saw their biggest drop since September of 2020, pulled down by a nearly 13% drop in egg prices. Year over year, the CPI was 2.3%. Analysts expected it to hold steady at 2.4%. The core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy, showed an increase of 0.2%. It was expected to accelerate by 0.3%. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio will head to Turkey later this week for peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. President Trump made the announcement while speaking in Saudi Arabia today. The direct talks between Russia and Ukraine will be the first since the early weeks of the war. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has said he will be available to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia has not said if Putin will travel to Turkey, though.
Okay, Russia is found responsible for the downing of a passenger plane back in 2014. I remember this story very well. Here's Chris Foster with more information.
All 298 people on board died when Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down over Ukraine July 17, 2014. A United Nations aviation agency finds Russia responsible. Russian separatists were fighting Ukraine's military in the Donbas region below when the plane flew over on its way from the Netherlands to Malaysia. The international case was brought by the Netherlands and Australia, the nations with the most people on the flight. A Dutch court in 2022 found three Russians guilty of murder for helping to arrange the delivery of the missile system used to shoot the plane down. They've never been taken into custody. The Russian government denies any involvement. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And the U.S. is filing terror charges against cartel leaders in Mexico for the first time. U.S. Attorney Adam Gordon says the leaders of a faction of the Sinaloa cartel are the first to face terror charges under the new U.S. designation. The cartel leaders are accused of murder, kidnapping, and torture, and the group was the target of a record fentanyl bust in Mexico late last year, where nearly 2 tons of drugs were seized.
428, News Radio 92.3. Authorities out in California announced the details of a record-setting drug bust and basically an ensuing indictment. Kevin Urinsky has the story.
The bust, which took place in early December, netted 1,500 kilograms of fentanyl, the largest on record. U.S. Attorney for Southern California, Adam Gordon.
That's more than 1.65 tons of fentanyl.
As a result, seven members of the Sinaloa cartel were charged not just with drug crimes, but as members of what the Trump administration has designated a foreign terrorist organization. That includes a father and son who led this particular faction of the cartel.
If you act like a terrorist, you shouldn't be surprised if you are charged as one.
Homeland Security Special Agent in Charge Sean Gibson saying moving forward, similar suspects will be treated
as a threat to safety and security of the American public.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
And heat advisories are expected to hit Alaska this summer for the first time in state history as man-made climate change continues to warm the planet. Alaska's news source reports the National Weather Service's Alaska office will begin issuing heat advisories in Juneau and Fairbanks next month when temperatures rise into the 80s. Heat advisories will go out for southeast Alaska when temperatures rise to 80, while the interior won't get advisories until temps rise to 85. Scientists say Alaska's climate is continuing to heat up at nearly double the rate of the rest of the nation.
Okay, while we're talking about the weather here, let me just throw this in. Following the severe storms along the Gulf Coast early Saturday morning, the National Weather Service at Mobile has released a preliminary damage survey in WS confirming a waterspout moving onshore along Pensacola Beach just east of the pier was ruled as an EF1 tornado with peak winds of 100 miles per hour. This was the storm responsible for damage seen in that area. So, yeah, it definitely was a twister touching down on the beach. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll talk sports and a lot more. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, longtime Tom Graham. President Trump is in Saudi Arabia. It's his first stop of his Middle Eastern tour. He's urging nations in the region to pursue economic development and oppose what he calls Iran's self-destructive path.
Our task is to unify against the few agents of chaos and terror that are left and that are holding hostage the dreams of millions and millions of great people.
President will also be making stops in the United Arab Emirates as well as Qatar. The ex-girlfriend of Sean Diddy Combs, Cassie Ventura, taking the stand day two of testimony in the hip-hop mogul's sex trafficking trial.
She's a key witness for prosecutors who accused Diddy of using fear and intimidation to coerce and traffic Cassie and other women into drug-fueled sexual parties with male escorts called freak-offs, all while Diddy watched.
Fox's CB Cotton in New York City, America is listening to Fox News.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call 934-2768.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Here's today's top three stories.
Too early.
Well, Escambia County is looking to make beautification improvements to South Navy Boulevard from Barrancas Avenue to the Loveless Bridge. Tomorrow, the public will see four proposals that will address improving the mobility and safety of the roadway and fortifying and enhancing the front gate for NAS Pensacola. The county is using federal funds from the Community Reinvestment Act, costing between $10 to $11 million. You can give your input for the designs tomorrow. That's going to be at 5 to 7 p.m. at the Lexington Terrace Community Center. You can find them at 700 South Old Quarryfield Road.
Okay, and this story number two, by the way, is kind of meant to calm you down a little bit as we approach the hurricane season. Well, despite that season quickly approaching, emergency officials in Escambia County saying the firing of acting FEMA head Cameron Hamilton will not affect local emergency operations. Not at all. The Escambia emergency manager Travis Tompkins said the county will continue to communicate directly with the state during major storms.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Escambia Sea Turtle Patrol volunteers last weekend recorded the first nest of the 2025 season on Perdido Key. This is the earliest nest recorded on Perdido Key and ties for the earliest nest ever recorded on Pensacola Beach. May and June are the busiest nesting months for the area. Loggerheads make up 90% of turtle nests in the county.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, interest in women's sports is on the rise, but, and there comes that but, it still trails interest in the opposite sex. This is according to a new poll out today, by the way. Frank Lanza has the numbers.
Maybe it's the impact the WNBA star Caitlin Clark had on the sports world. A new poll finds about 3 in 10 U.S. adults follow women's sports at least somewhat closely. But those who follow women's pro sports are more casual, tending to say they attend or watch games occasionally rather than frequently. About two-thirds of men's sports fans say they frequently or occasionally attend a professional sporting event in person, compared with roughly half of women's sports fans. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll comes ahead of the start of the 2025 WNBA season, an expansion year for the league. They are adding one team this season and two more teams in 2026. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
You know, he has something to say about that in terms of like, this is like two-thirds of adults go to sports events live like that. I love to go to live sports events, not simply because of the event happening, but who you meet, who you're sitting next to, you get into conversations with people.
Right.
Because usually they're the like-minded people. In other words, if you go to a Saints game, you're usually sitting next to a Saints fan or something.
Yeah, more likely than not.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to add that. The guy's perfectly right on that.
No, 100%. And YouTube will exclusively stream the NFL's Sao Paulo game this upcoming season. The league announced a deal with YouTube earlier today. The live stream will be available for free to fans around the world on YouTube and YouTube TV. The Week 1 game will see the LA Chargers take on an opponent that will be revealed Wednesday. This will mark the first time an exclusive NFL game will be live streamed on YouTube. Now, I do want to say this. When people hear, oh, it's going to be exclusively on this streaming platform, that upsets a lot of people. And yeah. I understand why. It's kind of a problem that the NBA is dealing with. They put their games scattered everywhere, and they're all the harder to watch. But if it's on YouTube, anyone can access YouTube. And if you can watch it for free, you don't have to sign up or pay. Man, people will get behind that easily. They will love that.
You go, Austin. You go.
Yeah, they'll love that idea.
Okay, listen. One of the biggest names in Major League Baseball has announced plans to represent his country on the international stage. I'll give you a hint. He's dating an LSU gymnast. Frank Lanza has a story.
Pittsburgh Pirates ace pitcher Paul Skeens announcing he plans to pitch for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic next year. The 2024 National League Rookie of the Year has dominated since arriving in the show, going 14-7 in 32 starts, striking out 223 batters over 187 innings. Skeens began his collegiate career at the Air Force Academy before transferring to LSU, where he won a national championship. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge will captain Team USA. First-round games of the WBC will be played in Houston in March of 2026. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
So we're talking baseball here. Baseball been very, very good to me. Garrett Morris used to do that bit on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you remember that, folks. You remember that, folks? Sure you do. Pair of baseball legends may once again be eligible for the Hall of Fame after previously being banned for gambling. Here's the report.
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Tuesday that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson will be removed from the permanently ineligible list, making both players once again eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. The all-time greats were banned by the league for gambling, but Manfred ruling that MLB's punishment of banned individuals ends upon their deaths. Rose is the game's all-time hits leader and was banned in 1989 after an investigation found he bet on games while managing the Cincinnati Reds. Jackson was involved in the infamous Black Sox scandal when he and seven other White Sox were banned for fixing the 1919 World Series. Under the Hall of Fame's current rules, Rose or Jackson could be inducted at the earliest in 2028. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And we've got some postseason action for you tonight in both the NBA and NHL, as always this time of the year. The first ticket to the NBA Conference Finals could be punched tonight. The Pacers can earn a spot in the ECF when they take on the Cavaliers in Cleveland. That gets underway at 6, Pacers leading that 3-1. Meanwhile, in the Western Conference, the Thunder are hosting the Nuggets in a pivotal Game 5, with that series tied up 2 games apiece. That's at 8:30. And on the NHL, just one game tonight. It's going to be Jets and Stars Game 4. The Stars are up 2-1, so Jets trying to tie it up 2-2.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa. The pros know AC parts inside and out. Nico Harrison trading Luka Doncic in his prime a year after making the NBA Finals was idiotic, and Mavs fans have every right to despise Nico. Last night, though, with only having a 1.8% chance to land the number one pick, the Dallas Mavericks did so. Mavs fans deserve the number one pick. Nico Harrison does not. And let's hope in 5 years from now, Nico doesn't trade Cooper Flagg for pennies on the dollar. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, before we jump into it, I want to just remind you here, the summer concert series, Bands on the Beach tonight. True Blue Band will be over at the Casino Beach Pavilion starting at 7 o'clock this evening. I think I told you about this, but there I was last Tuesday night. I went last Tuesday night, got out of here, ran home, put on my red News Radio 92.3 shirt, ran over to the beach and enjoyed about 30 minutes of the concert. It was a great show. Just remember, you can bring your beach chair, blankets, just leave the pets and glass at home there. Let's talk some health here. You want to do that, Austin?
Sure, sure.
Okay, President Trump is prescribing tough medicine for Big Pharma with a pricing plan that ties U.S. prescription drug cost to the lowest global prices. Alexandria Hoff reports the story.
Reduction would be almost immediate. Of course, we have not seen that yet, but we do know over the next 30 days, health agency heads will be meeting with pharmaceutical companies to hammer out that price matching.
Pharmaceutical and drug companies have said that research and development costs were what they are, and for no reason whatsoever, they had to be borne by America alone.
Here's what's going to be really interesting. The president attempted similar action during his first term, and it was blocked by the courts. But since then, Medicare was given the authority to negotiate drug prices. That takes away a key legal barrier. But challenges are still likely.
Yeah, President Trump did sign an executive order hoping will encourage pharmaceutical companies to lower the drug prices. But one expert says it's not that simple. Dr. Stephen Ullman says America is not a single-payer system, so private insurers negotiate prices individually and that there's no consensus. He says the president cannot force manufacturers to cut the list price they charge private insurers without an act of Congress.
No, he missed the one word that makes most sense. Lobbyist, that's the word he missed in terms of that equation. We're not dumb to not know that. Factors in. Food and Drug Administration says it's going to phase out fluoride supplements for children. Jeff Manasso explains.
The FDA announcing it'll conduct a scientific review of fluoride supplements used to strengthen teeth with the aim of removing them from the market. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as part of his Make America Healthy Again agenda, has also pushed the CDC to move away from previous reviews that report fluoride prevents tooth decay and has not shown any serious health risks. Kennedy has called fluoride a dangerous neurotoxin tied to a range of health dangers. Utah has already banned fluoride from its drinking water systems. The state of Florida is doing it effective July 1st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right, 445 on News Radio 92.3. By golly, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together. What's going on beside the bust 'em up on the 110 freyway?
Yeah, looking at the roads here, because that, of course, is the big one if you're traveling northbound towards the airport. Heavy congestion on I-110 there. Outside of that, we just have some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Also have some issues lingering on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for weather on a local scale, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 83 and a low of 73. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today, Chris.
Okay, school's almost out for the summer. Where's the Alice Cooper track when you need it, you know? Okay, but the test time is a lot of, you know this, because you've did this pretty recently, taking those tests, those finals.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stress involved there.
Yeah.
So does that equate to worse health conditions for young people?
Stress on people, yeah, that can worsen anything.
Well, we're going to hear about it right now from Fox Health.
As the countdown to the end of the school year ticks down, many students will be facing a slew of final exams and projects. Some are even starting the hunt for their future careers. Mental health experts warn that this time can be filled with stress. They advise against engaging in unhealthy coping methods. Instead, they suggest stress prevention tools that won't trigger negative side effects, like physical activity and taking deep breaths.
You can also keep what's called a stress journal. You can just kind of keep track of what the stressor is and what caused the stressor, and then how you reacted to that stressor, and then maybe how you managed that stressor.
That's Dr. Rhonda Ron, a Texas A&M University Health Behavior Instructional Associate Professor. Health Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. going viral for taking his grandkids swimming in a DC creek. Now, you may think, what's the big deal? But this wasn't just any other creek. Kennedy says his group was taking a hike in D.C.'s Dumbarton Oaks Park on Mother's Day when they decided to take a dip in Rock Creek. Photos posted on Kennedy's social media account have gotten more than a million views. The National Park Service warns visitors to stay out of that creek due to elevated bacteria levels. The city has banned swimming there since 1971.
We'll see, I guess. FDA sounds the alarm on a deadly substance easily found at gas stations. Anybody care to venture what they're talking about?
I have no clue.
Gary Baumgarten does and tells us more.
FDA Commissioner Martin McCary says products that contain tianeptine, often referred to as gas station heroin, are sold as a supplement, even though it's not been approved by his agency. He says it poses risks to young people who take it in high enough doses to produce euphoria, and says it could put users into comas or even kill them. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump today delivering remarks after the White House announced Saudi Arabia's commitment to invest $600 billion in a series of deals with the United States. Meanwhile, NVIDIA says it will sell over 18,000 of its latest AI chips to the Saudi Arabian company Humane. NVIDIA says its first deployment will use their GB300 Blackwell chips, which are among the company's most advanced. Hinge Health says in a filing that it plans to raise up to $437 million in its upcoming IPO. The company uses software to help patients treat acute musculoskeletal injuries, chronic pain, and carry out post-surgery rehab. The S&P rose today, clawing back into positive territory for the year, the Dow falling 270 points, the S&P up 42, and the NASDAQ grew by 1.6%. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Automate 2025. Ever heard of this? It's up in Detroit, where automation leaders are showing off the industry's latest technology. Well, Kelly Sabrini speaks with one executive who has a plan to bring manufacturing back to the good old U.S. of A.
Daniel Diaz, who is the chief business officer for Agility Robotics, one of the only companies at Automate that's working with humanoids and showing off their product. Introduce us to Digit.
Sure. So this is Digit. He's a humanoid robot who's currently in factories and warehousing doing real work every day for an eight-hour shift. It's the world's first and only commercially deployed humanoid. It's taking on jobs that companies simply can't find people to fill. There are over a million positions moving totes like this around factories and warehouses. They can't find people for it. Digit steps right in and does that work.
Daniel, thank you so much. That means that maybe the next marathon that you run, there might be a robot handing you a cup of water.
And Microsoft is cutting 3% of its workforce. The maker of Windows and Word said today the layoffs will affect employees across all levels of the company. A Microsoft spokesman told CNBC the organizational changes are necessary for success in a dynamic marketplace. Microsoft had about 228,000 employees as of last June.
I'm not sure I like that story about the robotics person handing water out to people, because in my former life at ECUA, I used to run the water buggy, and I'd do all the runs and hand water to people.
Putting you out of business.
There you go. I'm a little concerned about that one. Low-cost airline rolling out major changes. Lillian Wu has the details.
Budget airline Spirit is looking a bit more luxe after emerging from bankruptcy. It's unveiling changes, such as the addition of premium seats. It's adding 7 rows near the front with extra legroom, which is getting rolled out across most planes by July. Passengers in the new seating will also get a carry-on bag, no charge or cancel fees, priority boarding, and other benefits. And Spirit is also adding benefits to its loyalty program, including free upgrades subject to availability starting in June for free Spirit status members and co-branded credit card holders. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Goldman Sachs is lowering its odds that the U.S. economy will enter a recession. The bank now forecasts a 35% chance, down from 45%. The cut comes after the U.S. and China agreed to reduce tariffs amidst ongoing trade negotiations.
You see, people just need to calm down and let the Trump things run its course. I mean, he's only been in for 3 months or whatever, and, you know, things are turning around. This is something I feel kind of sad about. Once an iconic eatery in Pensacola, now it is coming down. It was one of my favorite restaurants here. The former Italian restaurant, Marcello's, on South Navy Boulevard. What I used to like about, it's going to soon be demolished, but I used to like the booths. They had booths there, and I liked to sit in the booths, you know. But besides, their food was great, too. But anyway, sad story. Owner says it will be gone in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, man, that is
I really did like that restaurant, too.
Yeah, that's a shame. 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes as we ease into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the resignation of Martha Saunders from UWF as the president, what this means for the university going forward. Did President Trump violate the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution by accepting receipt of a $400 million plane from Gutter? What is ECUA's plan for disposing of the remaining fluoride they have in stock that cannot be added to the water after June 1st? Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 News Radio 92.3. What got into you today?
What do you mean?
This music is great. I mean, this is... was that Iggy Pop or something? Who was that?
Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Just a wild day today for you. There soon kind of fits in the motif of pop culture pretty nicely. Nice lead in there. There's soon to be another award in Janet Jackson's cabinet. Michelle Polino has a story for us.
Janet Jackson will receive the Icon Award at the 2025 American Music Awards. The honor recognizes an artist whose music has made an undeniable cultural and global impact on the industry. The 11-time AMA winner will also perform her first television performance since 2018. Jackson is celebrating 50 years in the music industry. She's also set to return to Las Vegas for another leg of her residency. Janet Jackson, Las Vegas at Resorts World Theater. The six-show run begins May 21st. This year's show will be hosted by Jennifer Lopez, live from the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, on Memorial Day, May 26, on CBS, and streaming on Paramount+. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
455, News Radio 92.3. No, I didn't forget. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Our biggest problem, without a doubt, is I-110 North. If you are traveling towards Airport Boulevard, got some very heavy backups there, and it is leading to some backups on Brent Lane and North Davis Highway in that area as well, so be on the lookout for that. Other major spots are going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a little bit warmer, mostly sunny, mostly clear, high of 83, low of 73.
And we will have no road rage this afternoon.
Hopefully not.
Okay. The Cannes Film Festival kicking off today. In fact, it's already around midnight there now. They already kicked it off today in France. Tanya J. Powers has more on Cannes.
The 78th Cannes Film Festival is expected to feature a who's who of world cinema stars on its red carpet, including Tom Cruise, Pedro Pascal, Scarlett Johansson, and more. Cannes is the world's biggest film festival and dates back to 1939 when it began as an alternative to the Venice Film Festival. Past winners include Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now, Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, and Bong Joon-ho's Parasite. This year, Oscar winner Robert De Niro will receive an honorary Palme d'Or for lifetime achievement. Scarlett Johansson and Kristen Stewart, better known for their acting roles, are both competing as directors with debut films. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Farm Aid will be held in Minnesota for the first time. Farm Aid 40 is set for September 20th at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. That's where the Minnesota Golden Gophers play. The event will be headlined by the three artists who organized the first ever Farm Aid in 1985. Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, and Neil Young. Dave Matthews and Margot Price are also listed as headliners. Billy Strings and Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats are among it, at least another half dozen artists scheduled to perform. Tickets go on sale Friday morning and are available through the Farm Aid website.
Okay, the Grand Ole Opry celebrates its 100th anniversary celebrations with its honor series starting tonight. Michelle Polino, let you know what's going on.
Opry 100 Honors will continue the celebration of the Opry turning 100. The series of Opry 100 shows will celebrate several icons who have played a key role in shaping the Opry's first century. It kicks off with a tribute with Loretta Lynn, followed by performances honoring Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash on June 18th and Charlie Daniels on July 8th, Crystal Gayle, Loretta Lynn's sister, will take part in the performance alongside Opry members Martina McBride, Carly Pierce, and Shirley McBride. While John Carter Cash and Anna Christina Cash will take part in the Johnny and June tribute with Opry members Lainey Wilson and more, the Charlie Daniels Show features Trace Atkins, Chris Young, and others. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I used to love the Charlie Daniels live performances. I had a hard time dealing with his 20-minute fiddle solo. You know, but it gave you something to do for about 20 minutes.
Right.
It was kind of like the Iron Butterfly in a Gata Da Vida drum solo for 17 minutes. Jeez, and Pete's. Okay, end of school. We talked about this briefly this past hour. End of school is quickly approaching. When is it going to happen? we have separate dates here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Scamia students will get out of school on May 23rd, while Santa Rosa students will have to wait until May 29th. So there you go.
Bummer.
Well, that's going down. All right, coming up in about 12 minutes, more news, sports, and a lot of information. This is News Radio 92.3. See you on
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.